Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Guys, hello. Guys, hello, can you hear me?
Guys, hello, hello, can you hear me?
Ugh, fuck's sake, hearing myself back. Guys, so annoying when that happens. It sounds like I'm trapped in a fucking well.
Patrick?
Hi, yes, hi, hello. How are you guys?
Apologies, what did you say just a moment ago? We missed that, buddy.
Oh, I said things were going really well.
Great. Okay. Can you see us?
Yeah, your video is paused at the moment.
Okay, let me just correct that. How about now?
Yes, I can see you.
Okay, so, with us on this call, we have...
Ugh, not this again.
We got Linda, we got Davey, Mo, Amanda, we got Raul and Huey from Legal. We got Jack, we got Craig, Tom on the call from the independent accounting agency we have here. We got Ashley, our finance director. We got Dan, Ben, you know those guys. And we have Marcia, and also some of our chief counsel have this call recorded. So just for guidance, should anything crop up?
Great. Hi.
Hey, Patrick, your feed is coming across a little blurred.
I think that's because I've got a filter on where the camera focuses on my face, but blurs the background, so.
Okay. Is there a reason why you have the blurred background?
No. No, it's nothing. It's just a feature for sort of aesthetical purposes. Here, let me change it. God, has that worked?
The background has changed.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Hold on.
The background seems to be the surface of the moon.
Is it? Bollocks. How about now?
That's a beach at sunset.
And is that okay for now?
I guess. Yeah.
Ah, wait, here we go.
What is that?
Oh, God, it's using my saved images. That was just evidence for the local police. Somebody threw up on my front porch last night.
Oh. Okay.
It's fine. I mean, they don't have some kind of illness or anything or something. Sometimes fans will just have a bit too much to drink and, they'll pay me a visit. I can't see how to take that image off.
Stop. It's fine. Listen, Patrick, I don't want to get into your situation right now. I know you've spoken to some of our team about making an offer.
I am definitely going to make an offer. I just need to get some more funds together.
It's okay. This call isn't for that. We have three offers on the table now. The guys in Saudi. We got Bobby Tan from China or Hong Kong. I forget which. And then Mr. Sims, Harvey Sims. As part of this process, they're going to be paying visits to the football club with their guys just to get across the operations we have there and also ask, you know, questions that they want to get answered before they take this thing any further.
Great.
Yeah, it is great. You're right. So if we could accommodate those guys in any way that you guys can over there, that would be really much appreciated by ASG.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, cool. We will confirm those visits when they are. And yeah, speak to you soon, Patrick, buddy. Okay, keep tight.
Bye now.
Stay safe,
yeah, Bart. All right, bye-bye now. You are fucking kidding.
Did you say something?
Oh, fuck's sake, leave meeting. Fuck off.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive. It's match week 22, and Ashwood City host Manchester United in a midweek Premier League clash. Chief Executive Patrick Nolan has the unenviable task of showcasing the club to prospective buyers amidst a hectic match day.
Right, just throwing ideas around now. What if I go outside to Dartley Green and I step in dog shit? Then I come back to the club offices and just walk around all day. None the wiser.
Oh, right, let me climb onto this completely fucking mental thought train for a second.
Welcome aboard, choo-choo.
You, a fully grown, well-educated man, wants to tread dog shit around your place of work in an effort to prevent somebody injecting £30 million into this place.
Yep.
Now, this is just a hunch, Patrick, but I don't think some specks of dog shit are going to put off a man who's accumulated 30 million quid to buy a chunk of Ashwood City.
Not true. Not true at all. You know, once I was buying a house that was being rented out and the tenant was desperate to stay renting the place. So, you know, when I went to look around, he made it look a mess. He did a poo and left the door open. He left dishes in the sink. There were those little rings on the table, you know, the stains in the wood you get without a coaster. It completely put me off the place. I ended up putting in an insulting lowball offer that got accepted, which was a huge surprise to me. But then I had second thoughts about moving in, so I just kept the guy in, but doubled his rent, you know? A couple of sprays of Febreze and he would have been 500 quid richer every month.
I switched off after the word poo, mate. But you know what? It sounded like a good story, so come on, you've got to go and meet Harvey.
Hey, I haven't got to go do anything, all right? If he wants to meet me, he knows where to find me. This is an important game tonight.
No, it's not.
And we cannot afford to slip up.
Yes, we can.
I mean, United are the informed side in the league.
So wrong.
And, quite frankly, I don't have time for this glorified tour. Also, I was in the office at 9 this morning. It's now 7 in the evening. So, yeah, I shouldn't be working, really. Let Woody do it.
Woody is going to do it, but you have to meet Harvey's team and just answer some questions.
Don't you get it, Jess? This is a stunt. This is all a setup for Harvey to get as much attention as possible, to appear as the next chief exec. It's bullshit.
Of course I get it. I work in communications. This is basic brand awareness.
Brand, please. This guy is a fraud.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you giggling? No, stop that. Stop that, that's weird.
Just a shame.
What?
Shame his little plan won't come off.
Oh yeah, why's that?
I made a call to a certain Mr. Bobby Tan.
You didn't.
Well, as Sun Tzu, or maybe some other bloke once said, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, Jessica, Bobby Tan will be in the stands tonight. Now we'll see who gets the attention.
That is actually not a bad idea for him. Oh my God. Oh, I've got an idea.
What, where are you going?
Come out here.
No, it's cold. I'm not sitting in the stadium until I absolutely have to.
Just follow me.
Jess. Jess, these steps are icy. It's funny when the fans fall down them, not so much me.
Right here.
doing in the TV gantry?
Yeah, this.
Whoa, Jess, whoa, that's Sky's camera.
I know.
Why are you unscrewing it?
Because, Patrick, it will prove that this gantry is no longer safe. Oopsie.
Okay, yeah, you are gonna have to spell this out for me a little more clearly. And also, you're gonna have to make sure that Ashwood don't pay for that camera.
We have a backup gantry on the other side over the corporate box.
So
if Harvey is watching the game with us, the cameras are pointing at the opposite stand away from him.
Oh, get the fuck in! Hang on, I've got an idea.
Jesus, can't we just tell each other our ideas?
Hold on.
What are you doing?
I am reallocating Bobby Tan's
seat. The stand with the camera on.
Bingo.
We are fucking geniuses.
Yeah, we have fucking PhDs in devious fuckery, all right? So, this is, I mean, what are you doing?
I'm looking out the window.
Yeah, it's not the same without laughing at the drunk fans walking in, is it?
Oh, there he is. I can see him.
Who?
Harvey.
All right, then, let's take a look at this fucking charlatan. Oh, God, look at him. Bet he organised those cameras to be there.
Patrick, you're fogging up the glass.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Trainers and a suit. Oh, please, fuck off. God, who does he think he is? Tony Blair. Fucking prick. Harvey, that is, not Blair. He didn't raise income tax, despite enormous pressure
stop waffling on. You're fogging up the fucking window, you knobhead.
What do you need to stare at him for? What, you're going to fall head over heels for him as well, are you?
No one is head over heels for him, Patrick. They just hate you. They want to stick their heel in your head.
Oh, please. The whole fucking city is mesmerised by him. Not difficult, considering half this place voted for a UKIP candidate who admitted to stabbing a cat.
I think you should go down there.
Ah, and I think you should fuck right off.
Go down there and greet him in front of the cameras.
No. Coronavirus. I mean, I think cowering away in my office is the responsible thing to do.
You don't have to shake his hand. Just go down, wave, point at various stuff as if you're showing him around.
Jess, he's trying to take my job, okay? He's trying to take my investment, my legacy. I am not going to be pictured next to him.
But if he's pictured with you, then it could damage his reputation. Wait, are you saying that because you believe that? Or is it because he's taller than you?
Well, yeah, there's that too. Look, there goes Woody to greet him.
Oh, tuck your shirt in, Woody. What? Why is he holding a fucking croissant?
Well, he had a pizza for breakfast, so he's having a croissant for dinner. He had a reason for it. I can't remember. Something about equilibrium of the universe.
I don't care.
Look, I need to look, you know, busy.
You fucking should be busy. It's United at home.
Do I look busy if I sit like this?
No, you look like you shat yourself.
All right, what about this?
Come in.
Hey.
Hiya.
Have you shat yourself?
No.
Well, why are you sat like that?
Because I'm busy.
What do you want?
The sponsors want to see some solidarity with What's-His-Face.
There will be no solidarity with What's-His-Face, all right? Look, I don't know who What's-His-Face thinks he is and who and what he's up to, but I'll show What's-His-Face what's what and who's who.
What?
Yeah? Just a picture of you both, like in the same room or summit.
Why the fuck do they care?
They just want to know that they're still relevant for when you get booted out.
Okay, if I get booted out, which I won't. And if I do, which I won't, you think I give a shit about how it reflects on some state-sponsored Chinese betting company created to disrupt the working class of the UK and ultimately destabilise Western influence? Then think again. Wait a minute.
Patrick, I'm actually busy.
Jess, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, I fucking hope not, because what's going on in my head is pretty awful.
Alex, wait outside for a second. Okay, I'll get the picture with Harvey. I'll put on a big smile, we'll tweet it, and bang, Harvey is doomed by association with me.
Right, that was my idea.
No, it wasn't.
I just said about 2 minutes ago to go and greet him at the car tarnish his reputation.
Shut up, call Sky, tell them to move their cameras to the other gantry. I'm going to go and meet this 6'3" walking, talking Bellin.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right, here he is.
Harvey.
Patrick.
Great to meet you face to face. I trust Woody is looking after you. So, let's get a quick picture for the corporate guys. God, I should have worn my heels, eh? Great, lovely.
Thanks for having me and providing the tour. It's nice to familiarise myself with the place before I step in.
Well, there's other prospective buyers, Harvey. You know, they'll be getting the same treatment, okay? You're not special. Anyway, this is Alex, our head of marketing. She makes sure that the sponsors are happy and other shit that's less important to me.
Hi, Harvey. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. This is a nice office, isn't it?
I suppose.
Mahogany desk. And it looks like you got the best view in the whole place as well. Is that a Peloton?
Yes, it is a Peloton. Yeah, just like Joe Biden. Hey? Yeah, it's Peloton.
I can see where the transfer budget's going.
Very funny.
Right then, shall we fuck off to the executive box? Ollie Solskjaer's out on the pitch. I'd really like to yell abuse at him. It's actually one of my favourite things to do.
Patrick, I've been going over some of the accounts, and you've got 4 cryotherapy rooms.
Yeah, we've got 40 players, Harvey. They won't all fit in one. All right, mate, good to see you.
Well, that's a running cost of £3.5 million a year.
Yep.
But I checked the capacity and usage for cryotherapy studio number 4. And it's just your name. Every Thursday.
Ah, right. Yeah, well, that's after the Peloton classes. Sometimes my back is a bit sore, so I use it.
Was this one purchased just for you?
Hiya.
Oh, thank fuck for that. Have you met Jess Tate yet? She's the head of communications, very much the mouth of Ashwood City.
Big fucking mouth.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Harvey. I see you've met Woody, very much the arsehole of Ashwood City.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
But enough of that. Now it's time for your iBet match specials. We've got Paul with us.
Hiya. Thanks for having me on.
Paul, are you hopeful with your bets tonight?
Oh, absolutely, mate. It's the wife's furlough, Doff, so, you know, free hit really, isn't it?
Absolutely, Paul. Give us your match bet specials, sponsored by iBet. Gamble smart.
I reckon 11 corners.
Yep.
3 yellows. Probably like over 600 passes for United.
Okay.
Over 500 for Ashwood.
Lovely.
The hosts having a pass accuracy of around 76% and an XG, I love XG, of let's say between 1.2 and 1.5.
And the scoreline for us, Paul?
Not a bloody clue, mate.
Okay, extra bonus I bet bonanza bet for you here, Paul. Will referee Martin Atkinson fall over tonight? The odds were 50-1. I bet are now calling that at 33-1 after seeing the referee's warm-up. Interested?
Go on then. I'm on a mortgage holiday at the moment, so I'm, spending it on a few bets here and there.
Perfect. iBet would, however, like to state that the referee falling over would require Martin Atkinson to hit the ground in full. This cannot be a stumble or a trip in which Mr. Atkinson regains his balance or even runs at a sort of ungainly gallop, you know, where you're falling over but running at the same time. This has to be off his feet on the ground. iBet also remind us that when the fun stops, stop, and to gamble. They've missed the word safe off here on my copy. But yeah, kickoff coming up after this.
When I'm watching footy, I like to make things a little more interesting. No, I don't gamble. I gamble smart. iBet offers the best in-play markets and most competitive odds in the business. iBet. Don't gamble. Gamble smart. iBet cannot be held responsible for any losses that you may incur as a result of gambling. This includes financial, emotional, physical, or psychological damage, trauma, or...
Hey, I mean, Pogba thinks he's an 8, doesn't he? But he's actually a 6.
Yeah, it's causing problems for us in that gap there. Look, watch. Come on, man, you got to get tighter on him now.
Hey, there he goes, Luke. Being a cunt, hassling, grabbing the ball. Because, you know, Fred ain't going to do that, is he? Not Fred. He's lovely, little B Fred.
And look there, Pogba opens up on a half turn. That's what sets him off.
Aye, because you know Sven likes to play with a similar system. If you just look now, at the 18-yard line, they're all sort of lined up.
God, what are they fucking nattering on about?
Somehow I doubt it's a conversation about philosophy and ethics. I'm going to go with football. That's Woody's expertise, isn't it? That and instant noodles.
Oh, we could all bang on about football. Big fucking deal.
I don't know, mate. Well, Harvey used to play and, well, Woody...
What?
Woody lives and breathes and wanks football.
It's like Woody's superpower. Some weird mutation happened in his head and now he can't hold a normal conversation, but he can tell you Joe Lolly's fucking passport number. He's an absolute freak.
Patrick, why are Sky's cameras pointing at the other stand rather than up here?
Oh, it's all part of the plan, Alex. Have you tweeted that picture yet, Jess?
I'm doing it now.
What the fuck are you two playing at? That's for the sponsors.
Yeah, but it captured my good side, so...
You don't have a good side. Seriously. Now, what is going on with the camera situation?
Why would I want a camera pointed at Harvey? Hey, Alex, riddle me that.
You devious bastard.
That's right.
Oh, God, we are sat so deep.
Oh, you can adjust it at the base of the seat here.
Not the seat, football genius. The fucking game. Jesus Christ. We're camped in our own half.
No, we're not.
We are. We might as well pull out some sleeping bags, sing songs and take a shit in the bushes.
Ah, see, look. Ball's in their half now.
That's a balloon.
What? Where the fuck has a balloon come from? There's no fans.
We're 1-0 down at home. We should be putting pressure on their fucking shitty centre-backs.
We're doing all right.
Oh, you don't know anything.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
I know a thing or two about footy, mate, all right? Don't you worry about that. Certainly as much as Harvey over there.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, I'm going to go over.
Can you just sit still and watch us lose like everybody else in this fucking place?
Nope.
Oh, great.
No, listen, don't get me wrong. I can see the system he's going for. Because with the ball, it's a 4-3-3, right?
Kind of. Without the ball, if I'm honest, it'll transition to a 5. Especially when McCarthy's on the pitch, because he'll often split the centre-backs. And then it'll just...
Ugh, bloody United, eh?
You're right, pal.
Solskjaer using the old counter-attack. Typical.
They scored from a corner.
Yeah. I know, mate. I was watching. I said before the game to Woody, actually, that United would score from a corner. Old slabhead, isn't it? Maguire?
The loft.
Hard to mark Harry, though, because he's quite big.
Blundell off.
Woody, stop coughing, mate, all right? You had coronavirus, we get it. Yeah, so, yeah, the marking was zonal at the corner. That's the problem, isn't it? Zonal marking, so.
It was Lindelof that scored, and there's no way that was zonal.
Yeah, Lindelof, yep.
Patrick, with the greatest of respect, mate, I'm here to watch the game and to get an understanding for the place. I'd prefer it if we weren't seen talking to each other.
Oh yeah? Why is that?
Because it's bad for my brand.
Your brand? You don't have a fucking brand.
Yeah, I do, mate.
No, you don't, mate. You are just the latest fling for an impatient, short-sighted fan base that doesn't know the slightest thing about running
a football
club. All
right, lads, can we just put our wellies away for one wee second, please?
They may not know how to run a club, but they know who should run it, and that's me.
For the 100th fucking time, Harvey, there are other prospective buyers.
Tell that to ASG and the Ashwood City Approval Board, yeah?
I will tell them that. Yeah, I'll tell them how you're so obviously racked up in debt and that the notion of backing some ex-player over a Chinese investor or a Saudi investor for that matter is fucking moronic.
Read my lips, Patrick. It's over. You're done. The only thing more popular than me running this place is the fans taking this place over themselves. And we all know what a shit show that would be.
You know, you're not even a man of the people. You stand here slagging off the decent men and women of Ashwood City. Wait, what? What are you doing?
Lubing up your arsehole for the next Trump or Farage. Oh,
okay, that was different. That was.
Told you how it is, didn't they?
He was being rude.
I will crush you into the ground, Patrick Nolan.
Harvey.
You understand?
I can't let you speak to Patrick like that.
Relax, Woody. He's a big lad. He can take it.
Yeah, I can take it. I can take the chant, the slander, the odd call centre worker who did okay as Ashwood City on Football Manager once, so he thinks he's entitled to an opinion. I can take the shit, the piss, the vomit in my general vicinity. I can take the stark realisation that the Premier League is unwinnable. The top four is unbreakable, and quite frankly, if Wolves and Everton can't do it, none of us fucking can. But we're all stuck in this futile game where we pretend that silverware is always just one season away. I can take the inflated prices, the swollen, festering, toxic egos of every cunt who kicks or has once kicked a ball. I can take the agent's fees, the management fees, the transaction fees, the loyalty fees, the legal fees, the completion fees. I can take pretty much all of it. But what I can't take is you and your brand. I think you should check your phone, Harvey. Our Chinese friend, Bobby Tan, is getting a fair bit of attention.
What are you on about?
Well, he's got Sky cameras pointed right at him. Prime time. Man United, eh? It's a lot of viewers seeing Bobby in the stands at Dartley Park. Must be his lucky day.
Why are the cameras pointed at him?
Oh, we had a little switch around. You know, having some maintenance work done on the gantry. Oh, maintenance fees. Forgot to mention them.
You got some fucking nerve, Patrick. I hope you get a lot out of today, because it's going to be one of your last ones at this place.
Oh, yes, I got a lot out of today. And all you got was a picture. With me. Me. The most hated man in Ashwood. Not a good look, Harvey. Your competition, on the other hand, I hear he's even got an interview after the game. Good for Bobby. Might tune in myself.
Well, that picture of us was for the sponsors.
Sponsors, sure. But I think I look pretty good in it, so we shared it on Ashwood's Twitter. I hear the feedback has been quite, what's the word? Forthright?
Oh, you're going to regret this.
Oh, such a cliche, Harvey. Come on.
You will, Patrick.
No, I don't think I will. Enjoy the game. Yeah, and then I was like, enjoy the game, you prick.
Oh, fantastic. What did the up-his-arse cunt say about it all?
Oh, he was just speechless, obviously. Then I think United scored again, which was annoying. But yeah, Project Shit All Over Harvey's Big Day was a resounding success.
Beautiful stuff, my boy. There is no finer work of art than pissing people off, remember that. It's an art form. Robbie Savage is Claude Monet, as far as I'm fucking concerned, pal.
What do we do about Bobby Tan, Chinese investor?
I can handle him. We'll find some muck. This fan approval board could be a blessing in disguise. We can knock the Saudis and Bobby Bollocks out of the game if they think Harvey is the golden cunt.
Yes, but we need to be the golden cunt, Mac.
I know that.
It's all well and good being on the defence these past few weeks. When can we attack?
When the funds are in.
Yeah, and when is that, Mac?
I have a plan.
I'm listening.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.